Can you come here for a second? I need help deciding something. Do you remember how we were going to repaint the dining room? Well, I remember you saying that you wanted it to be some sort of blue. You know, just for a little pop of color, since all our furniture is pretty much just white. Feels like that's the only option when you're buying furniture anymore. Anyways, I was looking at some of the colors online and was hoping for your opinion. Do you like any of these blues? Pets? That's a really pretty color, but it's not quite blue. When you said blue, I was imagining something more dark or gray toned. What you're pointing at looks green. What color is that supposed to be? Cambridge blue. No, it's nice. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just, you're looking at that and telling me you see blue over green? That's insane. Do you need to get your eyes checked or something? No, that isn't blue. That's green. Don't you see the hint of yellow in it? They're right there and there. It's green, not blue. If you want a real blue, we could try to find a royal blue or maybe a sapphire. If you want to have green walls, I'm also okay with that too. But you have to call a spade a spade. Cambridge blue is not blue. It's more like a light green. Maybe even a sage green if you want to get technical. Do you want our walls to be green instead of blue? Stop saying it's blue. We both know it isn't. You're only doing this to get a rise out of me at this point, and it's working, but I don't care. I know I'm right. This is not blue. This is green. It showed up in the search because it has blue in its name for some dumb reason. I'm guessing because the people at Cambridge want to be fancy and have some sort of ties to the color blue. But it's not fooling me. Anyone with two working eyes will tell you that color is green. It's a really pretty green. Don't get me wrong, I like it a lot. I would totally be cool with it on our walls. But again, I'm going to ask that you call it green because that is what it is. Our friends aren't going to come over and say, I love the new blue walls, if they're sage, are they? Except that is what they are going to say because the color you like is a green. A green that has been falsely labeled as blue. Blue is like this one over here, the cobalt color. It doesn't have any hints of yellow in it because it can't. Blue is a primary color. Meanwhile, green is a secondary color. Do you know what that means? It means that no two colors can be mixed together to make blue. That's why you can see strokes of yellow, and if you were to put that color up next to another color, the yellows in it would become a lot more obvious. The color you are seeing on this screen isn't how it's going to look in real life. I don't want you to get excited for blue walls, only to see a more yellowy tone. Just because it's technically in the shades of blue section doesn't make it a shade of blue. That is so fucking obviously green. Can you see it now? Oh my fucking god, it's green. How many times do I have to tell you this? There is not a trace of blue in sight because it has all been mixed with yellow to make this fucking green. Is that what you want? Do you want yellow walls? Why are you being so stubborn about this? Just admit that Cambridge blue is a green, and then it will go on our walls. How does that sound? Then say it. Say that Cambridge blue is green and that you are okay with our walls being green despite wanting them to be blue. You're not going to say it because you still believe that it's blue, don't you? I don't care that it is labeled as blue and can be found in the shades of blue category. There is no way in fucking hell that color is fucking blue. That is green if I have ever seen it. You're making me so fucking frustrated. I don't know what to do, so just take off your fucking pants, okay? Did you hear me? Did I stutter or something? It's clear that we aren't going to be able to come to a decision the practical way. So instead, whoever comes first gets to pick the color of the wall and the other has to live with it. Sound fair to you? Perfect. Now take off your pants before I change my mind. I'm still pissed at you, and this is how I plan to get even. Bend over the couch for me. Good job, pet. Can hear me lifting my skirt as I take my place behind you. Are you going to make this difficult too? That's for giving me an attitude. Thinking you know better than me. That smart mouth of yours is going to get you in an awful lot of trouble one of these days. And not the kind you like. Listen to that. Should see how your hole is easily stretching around me. Taking my cock so perfectly. You feel so good wrapped around me. When something's inside you, you don't have to open your mouth and start saying stupid things. Instead, you get to focus on what really matters. Taking cock. It's not like you care what color our walls are going to be. You keep thinking they're going to be blue and then insisting on using Cambridge blue, which is clearly a light green. If you can't learn that with your eyes, then maybe I'll get my point across this way. You were always a more hands-on learner anyways. Just listen to you. Starting to let out the sweetest noises as my hips rock back and forth. The only way you learn is when you're stuffed full of cock, right, pets? Oh, yes, that's right. Moaning as you feel my thrusting back and forth. Trying to impale yourself further on me because it's not enough. You're really greedy, aren't you? Oh, God. I will never get tired of that sound. My hand hitting your ass and then your mouth parting. Adding a squeak or a whine or even a moan. It feels so good. Your hole continuing to take me. My cock sliding in and out without any resistance. What a beautiful whore you're being. Look so sexy bent over like this. Taking me so perfectly. Every slide inside you feels like fucking heaven. Why don't you start moving your own hips backwards, pet? Don't you want to feel me deeper inside you? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's good, Pat. Look at you. Listening so well. Knowing you and how your brain works, you've forgotten all about what we were fighting about. Too distracted by how full you feel, right? Starting to move against me, trying to impale yourself further. That's better. That's what I like to see. I was going to ask where all that attitude went from earlier. It seems you lost it the second there was something better to do. Always know how to get what you want, even if you don't realize that this is what you needed. Sometimes I just have to fuck the lesson into you because it's the only way a whore can learn. You weren't listening to my words. Maybe you'll listen to my cock. Oh, you were arguing with me, and that's why you're in this position. You decided to fight me on something that I can see with my own eyes. That's not how things work around here, Pat. You've been with me long enough to know that. At the end of the day, I am the one who holds your leash. Don't you dare forget that. I'll fuck you every single day until the point becomes crystal to you. Clenching around me, playing such a dirty game, trying to make me come first so that you can win. Just want me to admit that I was wrong, don't you? Unfortunately for you, I don't have to play games like that. I can just keep pounding into you, watching your hole eagerly take me, knowing that I'm going to win. I'm going to get to decide on the color, and it's not going to be the phony-ass green that masquerades itself as blue. We both know what color it really is. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want me to be right, because you're a brat. Always have to make things more difficult, don't you? We're probably just denying it's green, so I would get frustrated enough to bend you over and fuck you like the whore you are. Remind you who you belong to. Oh, yes, look at you, growing more desperate with every thrust. My cock feels so good. It completely ruined you for anyone else, leaving your insides in the shape of me. Can't help but moan as you feel my hand reaching down, starting to stroke you. I bet that feels good, doesn't it? Not as good as my cock fucking in and out of your needy hole, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, Pat. Keep moaning for me. Be as loud as you need. I don't mind. It's going to feel even better once I come and win. Or did you forget? That was the point of all of this, to decide on a color. So lost to your own pleasure as you get closer to the edge, you forget that there was some sort of reason we were doing this. I guess my cock just feels too good to you. You should have expected that from a dumb whore like yourself. Always bratting yourself into situations like this. Oh, I bet you're happy with yourself. Clenching around me as I continue to thrust. Hate the feeling of being empty, even if it's for a second. That second is a second too long for a whore, isn't it? Yeah, that's fucking right. Just listen to you. Sound so goddamn wrecked. Love how you feel gripping me. Take it so well. This is exactly what you were made for, pet. Getting closer with every thrust. You're not going to win this one. Doesn't matter how fast my hand is going. I'm still closer. You're going to end up losing, aren't you? Trying to rock against me, to urge yourself forward. Your attempt is cute, but I'm going to win. I'm going to finally settle this whole color argument. I'm going to be the one who wins. How it should have been from the fucking start. At least you're doing a good job of taking me deeply. Just like a proper whore should. Come on, make me come. You know you want to. You don't even care about what color ends up on the walls at this point. All you know is that my hands feel amazing against you as my cock continues to pound away. You feel yourself getting closer to the edge, teetering on it. You can feel me twitching inside you. Little drops of free adding to the mix. Oh, fuck. You can take it, Pat. Come on, make me come. That's what you're good at, right? Right there. Oh, fuck. If you would just keep that ratty mouth of yours shut, then you wouldn't be in this situation. You could have gotten the color you wanted, but you had to be stubborn. And now you're here. Bent in half, taking my cock like a good whore. So close to the edge. Do you want to come? Does my pet need to let go? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Then come with me, Vance. If I'm going to let go, then you can enjoy yourself as well. I'm not that cruel. Come on, you can do it. Show me how good my cock feels inside you. Let go and come. Go with me.
Since I definitely came first, it seems that we're painting our dining room Cambridge green, aren't we? See? Was that really so hard? You get the color you like, and I get to be right. It's a win-win for both of us. You don't have to make everything into a challenge. I know you like being a brat. But when a color is so clearly one thing, it just makes you look silly to argue the other one. I know that Cambridge Blue technically has blue in its name. And I know it was found in the shades of blue. But are you really going to look at that color on my screen and tell me that isn't green? There's too much yellow in it for it to be pure blue. Blue is a primary color, meaning that it is only going to be made of blue. There isn't going to be any yellow in it. And this shade has a very yellowy tone, meaning that it isn't pure blue. You can admit that at least, right? You exhaust me sometimes. Just what am I ever going to do with you, my pets?